The following program was paid for by Templar Real Estate. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of WMTR. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major decision. It's time now for the Templar Real Estate Talk Show. Here's your host for the program, Joseph J. Zoppi.
Welcome to the Templar Real Estate Talk Show. My name is Joseph J. Zoppi, a real estate investor, consumer advocate, author, and managing partner of Templar Real Estate Enterprises. You can reach us at templarcashforhouses.com. That's T-E-M-P-L-A-R, cashforhouses.com. That's one word. Or you could call us at 973-240-8593. Again, 973-240-8593, and we could answer any questions you may have, or you could email us from our website as well. Ask us any questions, or if you want something discussed on this radio show, we'd be more than happy to try to do that. For first-time listeners, my company is a real estate investment firm. We buy houses for cash. We purchase apartment buildings. We do joint ventures with other real estate investors. We loan money for rehabs and provide transactional and gap funding as well. We work with individuals that want to invest with us in single family houses up to apartment buildings. We do not speculate, and we're very protective of our money and our investors' money. I'm not a brokerage and I'm not a real estate agent, but I have individuals on staff that are agents that could sell your house through the traditional multiple listing service. This show is going to go over everything there is about real estate and those things that impact real estate. We'll talk about our rehabs, some of our investments, what went well, what did not go well, and how we compensated and corrected it accordingly. We will talk about the economy and interest rates. We'll discuss trends in the real estate market. Real estate is one of your biggest investments, so it's important you know as much as possible about it. I'm going to provide you with my opinion. It's only my opinion. I ask everyone to do lots of research with everything they do. And, you know, with the internet, like I always say, it's really good. You have lots of information out there, but you got to really sort through all that information and a lot of the noise. And again, when someone writes an article, they have a certain angle or slant they want for that article. And you have to understand that and factor that in when you're making a decision. That's extremely, extremely important. Also, as I always say, if you get recommendations from someone, especially a friend, ask lots of questions, okay? Because again, what one person might like, the other person might not like, and you don't want to destroy a friendship. I'm going to do a shout out to Livingston's most famous crossing guard, Paulette, and also Tim from Cedar Grove, the water department, as well as Lisa and Karen. I would say shout out to those two. I want to also thank my private investors that invest in our deals, and I just want to thank them sincerely for making us successful. So, as I always say, we buy houses for cash. That's one of our core businesses. It really is. If you need to sell your house in New Jersey, please give us a call. So we buy houses in New Jersey. That's, for the most part, almost exclusively. We are venturing out into New York a little bit and doing that as well. But our core business for purchasing houses is in New Jersey. We buy houses in Nutley. We buy houses in Hoboken. We buy houses in Bloomfield, New Jersey. And then for the central area, again, we buy houses throughout. We buy houses in Princeton. We do Monroe. If you're interested in selling your house, please give us a call. We cover all the counties in New Jersey. Again, we are a cash buyer, and if you need to sell your property, please call Templar. In addition, we're looking for apartment buildings, 100 plus units preferably. We'll do less. We usually really don't do 4 units anymore, 10 units, but if there's a attractive deal, we might do it. So please give us a call, or if you know someone, we'll provide a finder's fee. And we're very generous with our finder's fees. So please give us a call on that. Like I said, for the last month and a half, mortgage forbearance is ending. Please give us a call. We'd be more than happy to help you with that and just guide you in certain directions. I had an individual, she called me up from Staten Island. The house was, I guess, worth about $450,000. She was late for I don't know how long, and by the time it was over, she owed like $410,000, $420,000. And the property needed a lot of work, so it was probably not even worth $450,000. So it was very difficult to really work with her in terms of purchasing that property by the time we purchase it, closing costs, so on and so forth. So I, you know, directed her, and she talked about a short sale, and that's what we'd have to do, is some type of short sale, because it was just kind of upside down. And again, you have banks, they want to take over properties. It's that simple. And if anybody says to the contrary, that's not accurate. I'll be adamant about that. That's just something that they want to do. I can't say it enough. You know, in addition, you know, they put these fees on and they just start really jacking up all of a sudden the balances, and you really can't get out of it. And then they'll tack it on, or they'll tack it on to the end during a refi, not a refi, a loan mod. So what they'll do is they'll take all those fees and put it on the back end, and all of a sudden, instead of owing $200, you might owe $250, $275, $300, and all your equity is wiped away. So just be wary of that. It's really a shame, and they won't work with you. You know, they just won't. You know, they say they are by doing a loan mod, but they're not really working with you. Next thing, if you're interested in investing in single family houses and you don't know about it, please give us a call, and we do free seminars on that. And we bring individuals into our office. We sit down at the conference room table, and we'll go through and explain how to evaluate properties. And if you wanted more information on it, please, you could go on the internet and type in www.investwithtemplar.com. That's one word, investwithtemplar.com. And just fill out that short form. We'll give you a call, and we'll set up a time. That's good. And we could do a Zoom call as well if you want. It's either Zoom or in person. I can't really do it over the phone. It's very, very difficult. But most people Zoom now, so we should be able to do that fine. Remember, one of the biggest things I always push about real estate, it's a hard asset. So it's tangible. It's a lot easier to put a value on it than a company, and trying to determine going forward how it's going to be, and you know what products are coming out, or even if it's not, if it's just a staple type product like anything from Procter & Gamble or things like that. You know, it's still sometimes hard to put valuations on it, and with real estate, it's just so much easier. And you have Zillow, which I'm not a big fan of, but for certain things, it's really good. And you could go on there, you could take a look real quick, see what the houses are selling for. Obviously, you don't know if they're apples to apples, but you just get an idea. And it helps in the valuation of properties. And that's what's so good about it. And that's my strong positive for Zillow. Obviously, the strong negative is those Zestimates, because they're all over the place. They're not accurate. And You know, they either inflate someone's perception of what their property is worth, and then all of a sudden it doesn't happen, and then they're upset. So that's my pet peeve, I've always said, with Zillow. So we finally, it was about 3 weeks, and I've talked about a couple times the Clifton house, and the woman, she had dementia, it was early signs, and the brother-in-law was taking care of it. So we closed on it. So like I said, it was about 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks, and everything went very smooth. He gave me a call. He was like, "Joe, thanks a lot. I appreciate it." He says it went super smooth, just like you said it would. And he said, you know, thanks a lot for, you know, calming my nerves when I was dealing with my attorney and you were explaining things. So I was happy about that, because their attorney was just horrendous. And, you know, I don't want to go back and forth from one attorney to the other. So I interjected myself basically directly to the seller. And as a result of it, he felt a lot more comfortable, and he understood why certain things were in the contract and our position on it. Whereas when you're just going attorney to attorney, you don't understand it. And their attorney was just, it was just painful what they wanted. And we had to work within what she wanted and put certain language in there just to substantiate certain things, which we had no problems, but we had to jump through a lot of hoops. And it was fairly painful compared to other deals we had. I had one a while back as well, and that one was a little painful, but this one was considerably painful with the attorney. But after that, everything was like smooth as silk, as they say. So that's the big thing. Next thing I want to talk about is something that I was talking about last week, and I'll restart the statements I made on that. And it had to do with character and, you know, looking at deals. And, you know, you might have a good deal, but or an investor will come to you and say, "I got a good deal." And you might say, "Yeah, it is a good deal." But there's two parts of that equation. There's the deal itself, and there's the person that's going to execute it, or the company that's going to execute it. And sometimes that is even more important a lot of times than the deal itself. And it's just that simple. It's really, you got to sometimes bank on the jockey as opposed to the horse sometimes. So, you know, a lot of times, I don't go to the track much, but once in a while I go to the track, and you see certain jockeys always winning. And, you know, you got to start putting one and one together. It's, you know, it's not only the jockey, obviously, or it's not only the horse, it's the jockey too. So that's very important. So the example I was giving you was last week. I had stated that I had gone out to dinner with a good friend of mine. His name's Carlos. And I hadn't seen him in a while. He's an investor out of Newark. And great guy. And we sat down for a nice dinner. I do a lot of work and negotiation and things like that over a dinner table. That's just what I do. So a lot of the day-to-day operations are during the course of the regular 8 hours during the day, and then the other important things go on afterwards. So, you know, I spoke to Carlos and we sat down. We had a nice dinner. It was a Portuguese restaurant in Newark, and where we usually go, and we know the owners. And so, you know, he was telling me, you know, I was asking him about one of his properties and one of the guys that works for him. And when he doesn't work for him, he works for me. Great guy. Super great guy. Dependable. Honest. Just a great, great person. And his family's great, too. So he said to me, "Joe," he said, "you know, he wanted this gentleman, I'm not going to use his name, wanted to eventually get an apartment building and then pass it on to his son. And that's one of the goals that he wanted. And Carlos said, well, I'll help you out. I have an apartment building. I want you to collect the rent from it. You give me X percent, you keep the rest, and then also we'll figure a price for it, and in the future you could buy it at that price. And he said that was fine. So fast forward, I don't know, X amount of months, and he says to me, Joe, he says, oh, there's so many problems over there now. He says, because this gentleman, he was taking a hardline approach with the individuals that were renting. And as a result of it, everything's a mess. They're not paying. Everyone's pissed off. And my buddy Carlos saying, now I got to go in and fix it. He says, I gave him everything. It was working well for all these years. Now it's like all sideways. So as I said last week, that is a big thing. It's betting on the right person to make sure that they could deliver. And unfortunately, he can't. You know, he's very good at what he's good at. And that's a laborer, and he does concrete work, all that, masonry work, everything. He's excellent with that. But betting on him for the other things, you could forget about it. And it's a shame. And, you know, I was hoping that it would work out for him because he's a great guy. You know, with Carlos, I'm working on a bunch of deals with him. He's got a couple of properties he wants to sell, and I'm looking at him. One is to knock down one of them and build about 11, 12 units straight up for an apartment build, and another one's for 32 units. So we're talking over those things as well as a bunch of other things, but yeah, he loves Newark. I love Newark. Just because it's Newark, that doesn't mean there's not opportunities. There's lots of opportunities in Newark, and you just got to know what they are. And throughout Newark, you know, there are certain sections that are better. Like the South Side's a little more crazy, but you could do deals there also. And they command rent, good rent there. So just because you hear of a city and it might be depressed in certain areas or a large portion of it, it really doesn't matter. You have to look at the deals, and you got to look at how quickly things could be turned over, the demand for it, so on and so forth. So I want to talk a little bit more about Carlos and a few other stories I have with this. But again, you have to look at the deal and the location. But again, you have to see how well it turns over. And just because it's in a depressed area doesn't mean it's a bad opportunity. So let me close out this segment. I'll be right back and we'll talk some more. Thanks.
Life can be a roller coaster, and sometimes you need to sell your house fast. That's why there's TemplarBuysHouses.com. Maybe you're downsizing, getting a divorce, having health or financial issues. If so, head to TemplarBuysHouses.com. TemplarBuysHouses.com. TemplarBuysHouses.com will buy your house quickly and without hassle. If you've inherited a house that is vacant, contact TemplarBuysHouses.com. Dealing with them is easy and quick. No high-pressure sales tactics, and you won't have to fix up the house. They will buy your house as is. You pick the closing date and when you move out. No commissions and no hassles. Contact TemplarBuysHouses.com. TemplarBuysHouses.com. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Call 973-315-7990. That's 973-315-7990.
Be sure to listen to the podcast of the Templar Real Estate Talk Show. Find it now at TemplarBuysHouses.com.
Hello, welcome back to the Templar Real Estate Talk Show. My name is Joseph J. Zoppi, Managing Partner of Templar Real Estate Enterprises. You could reach us at 973-240-8593. Again, that's 973-240-8593 or TemplarCashForHouses.com. That's T-E-M-P-L-A-R, CashForHouses.com. That's one word. So another story I had with Carlos, and a few years ago, I had received a phone call, and the gentleman said that he'd like to sell his house for cash. It's in Newark, And, you know, I asked what section. It was the north side, which it's a good, nice, favorable section. And he said, well, my mom passed away, and, you know, I apologized, and, you know, my sincere apology for your loss. And I said, this was like on a Monday. I said, can I come out on Saturday? And he said, no, Saturday's no good because my mom just passed today. And that's the funeral. I said, okay, no problem. I'll call you later on the week after, and we'll schedule a time. He said, fine. Now, like, superficially, you might think that she just died that day, and he's already calling. So I never really sit in judgment with those things, because you really don't know what's going on, and you're not walking in his shoes. So it's not a good idea, and I never like to make assumptions like that. So you don't know if he has major financial issues, and, you know, when you have a financial burden over your head, that's one of the worst burdens you have. So to be anxious about it and maybe sell it quickly and call, you know, that might be something that he needed to do. So, like I said, we never sit in judgment for things like that. It's just not the case. So I followed up with the call, and I was going out one day during the week, and I called Carlos up, and I said, you know, I have a house in North Side. I know you love the North Side. You interested? So yeah, definitely, definitely. And he came with me. It was a three-family, which is extremely desirable. And we walked through the house. Seemed fine. You know, it needed work, but that's okay. Had a shared driveway. No oil tank or anything, so those were all great things. And the shared driveway was fine. We looked at the city survey and everything else associated with it, so it was fine. And Carl said, yeah, I'll buy it. He said, I'll give you X dollars for it. I said, it was pretty high what he was going to give me. I reduced it because I thought I was taking advantage of him with that. And I said, well, we'll drop it and you give it to me. I'll give it to you for this. He said, fine. And we closed on it, or really he closed on it. And then he gave me the money afterwards, that the difference. So a few days later, he calls me up and he says to me, Joe, he says, the lady is still here. And I said, no, the lady's not here. I said, she died. He said, no, Joe, he's here. I said, no, Carlos, I'm telling you, she's dead. He said, no, Joe, you don't understand. She is here. I go, you mean there's a ghost there? He says, absolutely. And he starts laughing. I go, really? And he's like, it's not a big deal. I'm like, okay, you're fine with it. That's, you know. And he said to me, Joe, he says, it was kind of weird because when I purchased the house, I was in the third floor, and that's where she used to live. And the brother, the son, did not want to go in the house. And he says, well, he was on the phone with him. He says, well, can't you just come up real quick, get me the keys, and just go over a couple things. And finally, he went upstairs. And he said, Joe, he could not get out of that apartment fast enough. And I didn't put one and one together at first. And I said, are you sure? He said, Joe, I'm sure there's a ghost here. I go, well, what do you mean? I was like, what happened? He says, well, the lights would flicker. And he said, and I didn't think anything of it. And when I was there, he said, the door slammed and the deadbolt locked. I says, come on. I says, you tell me the truth. He goes, Joe, I'm telling you the truth on this. I swear. I said, holy mackerel. And after that, they were doing some rehab work and everything, and he gives me a call again, and he said that, you know, the gentleman I was talking about, he was working there fixing up the apartment, and his son was working there too, and the door would always be closed. It would always close every time they opened it, and the son kept, I guess, tormenting the ghost, and he put stuff near it, and then eventually it would close, and his father was saying, you better not be playing games like that, and he didn't care, and he said, Joe, he said, he was working, he put a hammer down on a ladder, and it went flying and hit him in the head, and I saw the mark. I said, holy mackerel, I can't believe that. He goes, yeah. So he was like, you know, he was, sounded a little more nervous than the first time. And I called him up a couple weeks later after that, maybe a few weeks later. And he said to me, he said, I've been talking to the individuals downstairs, and they see the woman. And it was like a porch, a closed-in porch. And they said, yeah, we see her at night, sometimes up there saying her rosaries. And we see her at night sometimes. And I'm like, holy mackerel. So what he did is, one of his friends was going to be a priest. He went to the seminary, and he had the priest, or not a priest, but his friend go in that was going to be a priest. And he was there in there for about a half an hour. And after that, he said nothing. Everything was gone. He said he was tempted. He was ready to sell the property because he was so worried about it. It was crazy. So no more ghosts. And he still talks about it. We always talk about it over dinner every now and then. But yeah, it was just crazy. It was crazy. So, you know, one of the other things that I always push on is like financial responsibility and always making sure you're financially stable. And that's why I like to drive on real estate, because it's a dependable asset. And I was talking to this gentleman that was Carlos's helper, and he helps me too. And I was with him one day, and he was telling me how his son, which is in IT, he's like a computer tech, and he makes a decent living, I guess. And he was saying that my son, he's got the newest iPhone, he's got this new motorcycle that's electric and it's fast, and he's rattling off all this thing. So I'm like saying, that's great, but, like, you know, deep down I'm like, all this stuff, all this money he's spending, and it's a depreciable asset. You know, iPhone, after 1 year, it's down 30%. You know, it's only worth 70%. And then another year, it's worth only 60%. And I just think about that. And then I'm thinking, while he's saying that, about my son. So my son, even though he's a millennial, so this is a tale of two millennials, one that wants to spend lots of money on everything. And then I have my son, which, you know, I've taught and instilled about investing, and he just, you know, became a nurse, and he's just saving tons of money, and he's banking it, and he's ready to give it to my company to invest, because that's what he wants to do. He wants to make money out of it. He does not want to spend money on iPhones and everything else like that. He says, why am I going to spend like $2,000 or whatever it costs now? And he says, you know, that's like X amount of days I have to work. And he sees that. And I wish, you know, other people would see that crystal clarity about it. You know, we pay for certain things for him. You know, he's got free rent or free board, whatever the case may be. Because he still lives with my ex, and we pay his car insurance, and I think the cell phone, and that's it. And he pays for everything else. But, you know, he's got clothes, and he he's not buying too many clothes. He has his food, which is always important, his protein drinks and everything else like that, but he doesn't spend a lot of money, you know, gas, and if he has to fix up his car, you know, if it some problems with it, but he's able to bank a lot of money. And he's saying that I'm just going to take it and then give you a chunk of it in the next couple months. And the same thing with my partner, one of my partners, and her son is right now a professional player in Taiwan basketball. And he has really low expenses also, and he's getting paid really good money there. And he said, at the end of the year, I'm just going to give you a pot of money, and I want to invest it. So, again, it's always good to see that, as opposed to just spending and spending and spending. And, you know, you'd rather do that now, where you could save as much money as possible and then invest it, as opposed to just wait until later on. That's just, it's crazy. That he wants to do that, you know, the one guy, you know, his son, and he's proud of it, as opposed to saying, you know, you invest the money and you make it grow. And that's extremely important, especially you don't know where anything's going to be in this world. You know, one of the good things about real estate, there right now, you know, there's still not enough real estate out there for the demand. More so in the Southwest, that's really a big area where, you know, cause so many people are flocking from California, and they're all going down to Arizona and stuff. But even in Jersey, there's really a demand for it, and there will continue to be a demand. Even if there's problems with the economy, there's going to be that demand. And just like during COVID when it first hit. So that's a good thing. But we, again, might have some, you know, winds that are pushing against us, and that'll be fine though. But when we purchase something, we purchase it at a good price, and there's definitely room in there in case we get hit by some unforeseen situation. But again, the biggest thing is to ensure that you're fiscally responsible. And that's very, very important to always know those numbers. And sometimes because it's scary, you don't want to know the numbers. And as a result of that, it could really push someone and hurt someone, whether it's a mortgage that they can't afford and they miss a number of payments, so on and so forth. So I always preach on that. If there's any questions with any of those things, please give me a call. I'd be more than happy to help you. So I'm going to have to close out this session. Thank you very much. You know, good luck and to you and your family. Thank you very much. God bless, and I'll see you.
Life can be a roller coaster, and sometimes you need to sell your house fast. That's why there's TemplarBuysHouses.com. Maybe you're downsizing, getting a divorce, having health or financial issues. If so, head to TemplarBuysHouses.com. TemplarBuysHouses.com. TemplarBuysHouses.com will buy your house quickly and without hassle. If you've inherited a house that is vacant, contact TemplarBuysHouses.com. Dealing with them is easy and quick. No high-pressure sales tactics, and you won't have to fix up the house. They will buy your house as is. You pick the closing date and when you move out. No commissions and no hassles. Contact TemplarBuysHouses.com. TemplarBuysHouses.com. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Call 973-315-7990. That's 973-315-7990.
Be sure to listen to the podcast of the Templar Real Estate Talk Show. Find it now at TemplarBuysHouses.com.
The preceding program was paid for by Templar Real Estate. The views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the staff and management of WMTR. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major decision.